What's up, guys? From government101.com. Let's go ahead. We're going to go over this article. Title of this article is "The FMCSA Warns of the Hazards of E-Smoking in Trucks." So, let's read this little part right here. Federal Motor Carrier Association. Safety warning for the hazards of using battery-powered portable electronic smoking devices. Hookahs or personal vaporizers, which is exactly what a fucking e-cigarette is, by the way. It is a hookah. You a hookah smoker. Ain't no goddamn e-cigarettes. Goddamn marketing. Hookah, 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 hookah. Right, you a hookah smoker? Anyway. Smoking nicotine delivery system in and around a commercial vehicle. The agency said the use of such devices is results in incidents that include explosions and serious personal injuries and fire. The explosions regularly involve the ejection of the battery case and other components from the device, which subsequently ignite nearby flammable and combustible materials, FMCSA noted. While the Federal Hazardous Material Regulations and the Federal Carrier Safety Regulations do not specifically address the potential risks possessed by the portable electronic devices, the agency that motor carrier and driver should consider the risks associated with the devices. All right, that's it. That's pretty much it. Bottom line, the FMCSA is looking into your e-cigarettes, and you may see a ban on your e-cigarettes in a short amount of time. So if you love them motherfuckers, and if you got them, smoke them. Right, smoke them up, because I think y'all might be becoming new sleep apnea. This is a little weird that they're looking into this. I mean, obviously, there's more potential danger because it can explode, but it's the same potential danger from overcharging a cell phone or a computer battery. But the problem with e-cigarettes really is that the customization, a lot of people don't know what they're doing when it comes to the customization, right? And that's when they blow shit up. So if you out there and you love your e-cigarette, my suggestion to you is, a lot of you guys on YouTube, make a safety video. Help some of these guys out, because the FMCSA is looking into this shit. You don't fuck around and get banned. So, good luck, fellows. I figured I'd share that, because I know so many of you love your electronic cigarettes. Looks like your shit may be going extinct. Welcome to the party, y'all. Oh, update on the civil penalty. They have a website, the FMCSA does, that where you can pay a penalty or a fine online, which I was shocked to hear about. And turns out it is so accurate that as you pay it, it shows, you go to the website, you fill out the little form on the computer screen, and then you click confirm, continue, and it literally will show you your fine being reduced. So, kudos to the FMCSA for at least making it easy to pay their fines. So, props to them. I thought that was a good thing to hear, because most states, especially my state, when it comes to paying online, it is a fucking disaster. But that's a whole nother story. Anyway, guys, truckdriver101.com. Figured I'd share that. Know the reading of that was a little butchered, but you get the gist. The FMCSA is looking into your electronic cigarettes, and they might be coming after you. So smoke them if you got them, because it might be the last time.